This is the point where I normally call all of the EMF team to the stage to sit on it. However, we are slightly worried that the team is now so large the stage might collapse.
They should go on a diet.
We'd like to, but the kitchen's fed us very well. But we're going to try it anyway. However, if it starts creaking, they'll stand on the floor. So if you were part of the team that organized EMF this year, of which there are 316 people... We are not going to be on stage, but you can sit on the floor or stand around. But can you at least come to the front? You don't have to if you don't want to. So...
We're all now going to loom ominously over you.
That is fine.
Seven or two people per square.
We could go to three. We could go to three. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. I think we were approaching at Melchester. 51.
It's never been big enough.
It's never going to be big enough. Good evening.
I think at that point, we might just need to stand either side, because Will's just told me what the stage capacity is, and I'm getting nervous. So, we're stopping there. Ooh, my slides have got knocked. So, welcome to the end of Electromagnetic Field 2026. We really hope you've had a good time. The easiest audience I've ever had. This is great. We really hope you've all found a new interest or had an experience that you will always remember. Hopefully good ones. The reason why we all work on this event is unpaid and for fun, by the way. Fun. Is because we want to bring all of you like-minded people together, and we dearly hope you've had a wonderful weekend. So much has happened over the last few days, it's impossible to mention it all. Most of us haven't even seen it. But as tradition, we must go through some statistics for you. It's what you're all here for. We have had 684 pieces of content, of which 141 of those were installations. This is far more than we have ever had before, and all of the speakers who gave it are wonderful people. Thank you so much for what you did. And because people keep asking, the most popular talk was how to break into buildings with boobs. Which somehow was more popular than the closing ceremony, which has never happened before. I'm not too offended, but, you know, don't do it again. The film crew projected over 7 kilometers of 35mm film. Which is 7 kilometers more than they projected last time. Our design team made over 15,000 stickers, which explains why everything backstage is now utterly covered in stickers. And you all made 64,000 phone calls on the phone system when I last looked about half an hour ago, totaling over 16 days of conversation, which thoroughly disproves that nerds don't like to use phones. As of 3 p.m., the volunteer kitchen had served almost 5,000 meals, which I believe is approximately... I've got it. That's approximately 2,000 more than they expected to serve when we first arrived on site. They also accidentally filled 2 boots with onion gravy. I have incorrect facts, it was only 1 boot. And one member of the kitchen team has logged over 42.5 hours in the walk-in fridge, which at first... I know, I know. I was horrified by that, and then I realised that they had the only air-conditioned office on site. You've all volunteered for a total of 26.6 weeks of time, which we've calculated as roughly 2.5 working years. So thank you for all of that. And we cannot thank you enough for everything you've done. We've sold 10,342 pints in the bar and 3,200 bottles of Club Mate. Which is all mate. Any Germans in the audience can talk to me afterwards, it's fine. There are 2,651 pints remaining. Please report to your nearest bar after the ceremony is over. 3,532 coffees were made by people playing overbrewed. Which, it turns out, is over 1,000 more than the actual coffee stand. So we're going to employ all of you next time. That was a training mission. We also had one hacked cup washer in the bar by someone who was hostile to us and used it to access the camp network. Of course, we already have a full incident response. And for the first time, we had our first wedding. So congratulations to all of us. We hope you're very happy. I was going to put a picture up, but I wasn't sure if you'd enjoy that. So, you know, but it looked great. We also had our welfare team attended an urgent incident where they assisted one very thirsty vole. As far as we know, the vole is fine, but they haven't paid their bar tab. So, we're done with statistics now. I've got other things to talk about too. It's been wonderful seeing how many of you have walked around wearing your Tildegon badges this year, or the Spacegon as it is this time. The number of new expansions we've seen is staggering, and I walked through the market earlier on and could not buy all of them. It was absolutely wonderful. If you didn't get a badge or a Spacegon, I know a lot of people still want them. They will be available online in the near future. I'm not saying when, because we're all quite tired, but it will happen. Including the remaining keyboard expansions, which have not arrived yet due to DHL, who cannot deliver to this field.
FedEx.
Oh, sorry, DHL. It was FedEx. But don't ever do that. Keep an eye on our mailing list for updates. We will post it shortly after the event. I also have one more badge surprise. Those of you who are here in 2022 should recognize this. This is the EMF Tidal. It was the badge that we built against the odds during a worldwide chip shortage. We planned for it to function as a hackable security dongle for logging into websites, which you're all probably quite familiar with by now. And when I announced this in the opening ceremony, we said the firmware that would enable that functionality would come shortly after the event. Unfortunately, the chips in it took rather longer to get working than we expected. In fact, they took 4 years. However, I'm very pleased to announce that the firmware that we announced 4 years ago has now been released. If you can find wherever you left the badge, it will now function as intended. If you don't have one, it turns out we have absolutely loads of them left, and we're putting those online for sale as well. Again, after the event, we'll get back to you with a date. For a final time, thank you to all of our sponsors for making this possible. We genuinely could not do this event without them. It would be impossible. Thank you so much for your generosity. And thank you for all the support you've given us this year in so many different ways, it's hard to enumerate them all. This has been the smoothest festival build we've ever had. And it's entirely down to all of these people, and also a lot of people who aren't here, because they're still out there in the field working, still till the end of the event. They can't be here right now. The actual event, unfortunately, was challenging beyond belief for some of us, but the team rose up to meet the challenges and did an incredible job. I'm so impressed by the complex situations that he dealt with perfectly every time. So many people have worked tirelessly both on and off the field, giving up their free time and sleep for over a year, and in most cases, well, not most cases, many cases, giving up paid work too. Every one of us has done this for free and even bought our own tickets to the event. It is a crew with extraordinary skills and knowledge that I find deeply humbling to work alongside, and their passion and dedication is unlike anything I've experienced elsewhere. Many thanks to all of them. Can we please get a huge round of applause for everyone here and everyone still on the site? However, I do have to apologize for some of the team being too good at their jobs. In the opening ceremony, I gave an instruction at the end. I said, "Null Sector, when you hear the bass drop, you'll know where to go." If you're new here, in previous years, Null Sector was unavoidable. Everywhere on site, you could not avoid the bass. It was there all the time. And this year, I had to ask if the DJs had started yet because I couldn't hear it anymore. So I sincerely apologize to anyone in the audience who didn't find Null Sector. Now, while this is the closing ceremony, we're not quite done yet. EMF goes hard till midnight. And at least one village is doing breakfast tomorrow morning. There are films in Stage C. Congratulations to the film team. Live music on D. Congratulations to the music team. And Null Sector has DJs and Rob's amazing lasers throughout the night. Go out and explore the villages. Have several last drinks in the robot arms. Genuinely several. And savor our last few hours in this field. Also, if you have something made of EMF fabric, or you're wearing something made of EMF fabric, which a lot of you are, can you please head to the bar at 7:45 for a group photo? We'd really like to get all of you at once. However, tomorrow afternoon, teardown begins, and you all need to leave, or you might get flattened by a telehandler. Before you leave, please check you have everything you came with, all of your waste, everything, and including the stuff in the swap shop that hasn't been taken. You must take it home with you, otherwise we're stuck getting rid of it. If you've lost anything, please visit the info tent now and reclaim it, otherwise you might not get it back for 2 years. We're proud to have a clean field. We want to leave it as we found it, and we really need your help to do that. So please leave it as you found it when you arrived too. If you leave a tent behind, I will personally find you. And if you have any questions or problems after the event, please remember that we're all stuck here for another week and the showers aren't working. So please give us a little bit of time. We will get back to you. All your questions will be answered in time. One last thing. I'm pleased to say we'll see you here again in 2 years' time at this site. as you leave, please pick up all your chairs and stack them outside in the containers. Otherwise, we have to do it. If you can't, it's okay. Leave it. Someone else will deal it for you, deal with it for you.
Don't put back in broken chairs.
That was a service announcement. Please don't put back broken chairs. Thank you for coming. Please make sure you have water with you on the journey home, and we wish you a safe journey. Until we meet again, hack the planet.